Good morning, Steve. For Cameroonian Sambo Alito, Ngene Simi Marie Victorine in the 72-kilogram category. In combat, Sambo Tumbo Julian in plus 98, Mbala Lionel in the minus 79, and Kamsu Gladys in the plus 80 category. Sambo Sport will be on the mat today for different opening fights at the 2024 World Sambo Championship in Astana, Kazakhstan. For updates, let us connect with CRTV's envoy to the 49th World Sambo Championship, Ben Collins Nyeberuo in Kazakhstan. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Yaoundé, and welcome to Astana, where the 2024 World Sambo Championship is about to begin, precisely at the Zak Silik Ushkempirov Martial Arts Palace. After breakfast at 6:30 a.m. local time, 2:30 a.m. in Cameroon, the team is already at the competition's venue. The physiotherapist of the Cameroon Sambo Federation, Peter Mbwaye, says the four athletes to begin competing today are all in top shape.
The four of them are in very good shape. We've spent most of our time this morning together to talk with them and to make sure that they don't have any psychological problem. The competition is just about to begin. Four of them are to pass today. Three are Afghan champions in their various categories. All of them are promising us medals.
As you heard from Peter Mbwaye, apart from three times Cameroon champion Kamsu Gladys in the plus 80 kilograms category, the other three, Ongeni Timi Marie Victorine, Tombo Mofo Julien, and Bala Lionel, are all African champions. These athletes are determined to make Cameroon proud by winning medals. Cameroon's reputation precedes them, thanks to two former world champions, Njimulu Seydou and Maxwell Njantu Nana, who will defend their titles this Saturday and Sunday. The president of the Cameroon Sambo Federation, Francois Mbassi, expressed confidence in the team's ability to defend their titles and produced new world champions. Reporting from the Zak Silik Ushkempirov Martial Arts Palace in Astana, Kazakhstan, I am Ben Collins Nyeberiwo.
And the winner of the third edition of the Paul Biya Golf Open, taking place at the Yaoundé Golf Club, will be known today. So far, three of the best Cameroonian professional golfers are leading the charts. Bula Bula Michel with 211 cumulative score, Otu Philippe with 213, and Gifon Christy with 215. The competition will end this Sunday with the amateur category. In basketball, Kaji Sport Academy of Douala will tomorrow play against Stade Malian in the semifinals of the ongoing Elite 16 Division West qualifiers for 2025 Basketball African League. It is a must-win match for either side, as the winner will qualify automatically for next year's BAL. Al Ahly Tripoli of Libya will play against local side ABC in the other semi-final. Basketball consultant Yves Chala believes the match Kaji vs Stade Malian is going to be a balanced game.
I guess it's going to be 15-15, even if Stade Malian was more impressive in the first stage with three wins on three games. But I guess that it is possible in just one game, everything can happen. I just hope that Jérémy Zélé is going to be there for this game. We need his experience and assuring qualities. And this is important for that kind of game.
And the first ever Football Women's Super Cup will be played on the 15th of November between Guinness Women's Super League winners FTF Bolova and the Cup of Cameroon winners Lekki Effi. The match that will be played at Ngwaekele Stadium in Yaoundé will be the third meeting between the two clubs this season. And in Europe, Andre Onana secured his fifth clean sheet this season as Manchester United recorded their first victory in Europe with a 2-0 win over Pauwac FC in the Europa League. Fabrice Ondua was also in action for his club Riga Futbolas Skola of Latvia in their 1-1 draw with Anderlecht. That brings us to the end of the 7:30 a.m. sports news read by Harrison Ashu Tiku. Back to you, Steve.
Bonne journée, bon week-end.